SBS Radio.
With me today is Mark Liberatore, and he's the official health coach for Steptember. Good day, Mark.
Hello.
So we are peeking into September, and of course we know September is Steptember.
Exactly right. So trying to achieve 10,000 steps during 28 days of September and raising money for a good cause.
And how important is everyone's support in causes such as Steptember?
It's extremely important, and the reason being is there's generally a good cause attached, and in this circumstance, funding raised goes directly to the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, which is an organisation which supports people living with cerebral palsy, and they provide support in many different ways, therapy supports, equipment services, so wheelchairs and walkers, and providing people with increased opportunity to communicate through communication devices. They have a research institute as well, so there's many different benefits to being involved in the campaign.
So in Steptember, we encourage people to make 10,000 steps and someone will support them to raise funds. Is that how this works?
So the way it works is people sign up in a group, so a group of four, and they can do that via the Steptember website, www.steptember.org.au. Once they do that, they are encouraged to try and raise funding as a team and try to achieve the 10,000 step goal while linking in with people in their community or people they might know who would be willing to donate. And they're encouraged also to donate as a participant.
So the important thing to remember is 10,000 per person or per team?
Per person, per day. So we're trying to do 40,000 for the team. So it is generally a team of four. And there's many different ways you can do that during the day. And other activities also contribute. So it might not just be stepping. You might do other things in your day, like swimming or going to the gym, which can add up steps as well. And you can find out that information on the website.
For children, I know it's so easy to achieve 10,000 steps, isn't it?
That's right. So for adults sitting down at work all day behind a desk, it can be a little bit more difficult. So there are some tips and hints on the website how to be more active and, you know, parking your car a bit further away in the parking lot or getting up once an hour and walking to the kitchen and back again, walking meetings, taking the stairs. There's all lots of, you know, different things we can do.
Now, research findings say that millennials, so people from a certain age group, finding more and more creative ways to fundraise, and this has become more effective.
Definitely, yeah. So 52% of female millennials really utilise social events. So they might choose a fun run to participate in. They might do a weekly event with friends where they get together and walk around, you know, one of the local walkways or parks, and others opt for fitness fundraisers. So they might choose to go to a local football team or encourage people in the local community to contribute. So there's many ways to be creative with fundraising.
So being proactive is the key to being effective.
Most definitely. And I think a big part is communicating the benefit of the fundraising appeal. So directing people to the website and to the Facebook page, Steptember is found also on Instagram, and giving people an idea of what the cause is. And yeah, being proactive, letting lots of people know in all of your networks that you're participating for your own health, but also for a good cause.
And I suppose it's important to remember as well that when you're doing this, you're not just doing this for yourself, but you're helping a cause. And that is helping people who have children or who are living with their loved ones who are living with cerebral palsy.
That's right. So we know that 500 babies are born and diagnosed with cerebral palsy every year. And there's 40,000 people living with cerebral palsy in Australia. So it's a lifelong disability, and there's many different ways that it can affect the individual. So any support that people can give to contribute to different services with people living with cerebral palsy can access, it's greatly appreciated.
And it's also a good way to learn about the condition, isn't it?
Exactly right. Increasing awareness and better understanding is definitely important, and it means that people feel more comfortable talking about disability, which is often a bit of an issue, but it is improving, and campaigns like this really do help.
So September is a good start to put that, as they say, spring in your step.
Perfect, exactly right. It's such a good time of year. The sun starts to shine, the weather is much improved and it's warmer. So it's a good way to kickstart your health habits moving into summer. And 10,000 steps a day. It sounds daunting, but it definitely isn't.
And you're not only helping yourself become healthy, you're helping other people as well.
Exactly right.
Thanks very much, Mark Liberatore from Steptember.
Thank you so much. SBS.com.au